Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 26, 2026. Indiana baseball had a lot of hard contact on Saturday, but only three hits and a trio of miscues by the middle infield turned into two huge Iowa innings as the Hoosiers dropped a key series towards Big Ten tournament qualification. IUBase.com met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Obviously, a lot of things didn't go that well today. Let's just kind of start with the defense. The middle infield in particular kind of had some struggles.
Yeah, I was just talking to him. You know, just the pace, the anticipation of it. You know, they hit some of those balls up the middle between Cooper and Fry. And there's the first one I thought was a communication issue where they both went to the ball. One probably should have gone to the bag or to the ball. It's probably Cooper's ball. He's in that shift. And that's what I talked to him about, you know, between innings is Cooper, the we're not turning two there. It's probably the best play to slide across and go make that play and throw the ball to first base and get the out of first base. And so there's a that gap was attacked, you know, several times from their standpoint. I thought the second one with Regan, I thought Fry just probably wasn't downhill enough to it, and then just tried to rely on the throw to beat the guy, and then, you know, Cooper goes to slide across and doesn't finish the play. And so there's a pace in play that the infield, I think we've been a step slower as of late. And I've been talking to him the last few days about, you know, our prep step and you know, the way that you put a clock on guys and you want to turn double play into 4-2-5 and you want to have that pace. And today, like in our double plays in and out, you know, we're a 4-4-5 and just we're a step slow. We haven't been as downhill or aggressive to it. Jay coming off the bag last night, just not as aggressive to the ball, not anticipating the pitch as much, and about getting back on time and on schedule with both our prep step and then attacking the pace downhill. It's like when a pitcher goes to field the bunt, typically a bunt's not thrown away because of the throw. It's thrown away because we're slow to the ball getting off the mound. Same thing with an infielder. Typically, errors or mistakes are made with our feet early. You know, I say it 1,000 times a game, good feet, good throws, good feet, good throws, attack the ball and play downhill. And we just didn't do a good enough job of that. In obviously the first inning, and there's a, you know, frustration. We have a walk, and then we're off kilter a little bit. We just have to go make the play. We have to go attack, and then, you know. But Ivan came in, and the pace really picked up. Did a great job. Regan came in, did a great job, and so you have an opportunity there to really go finish the game and put a lot of pressure on their pen. And defensively, we didn't do that. We didn't finish the game there from that standpoint, and it's frustrating. You know, similarly happened, you know, last night at first base, where we didn't attack that. I thought Jake made a good adjustment today. He had much better pace, attacked the ball, used his feet really well, and made a couple of really nice plays and made him look easy, which he's capable of doing. And they all have. They all have been. You know, for the first probably 40-50% of the year, we were on pace to probably turn nearly twice as many double plays. And now there haven't been as many balls hit on the ground, and so that's changed a little bit of the outcomes. But we have to continue to play with that downhill and attack and pace. And then using the pitch count, they have the pitch that's coming in while it's thrown, and using that to adjust our position and anticipating where the ball may go, and being better with our feet early in that play, and will make it a lot easier on the back end.
Felt like a lot of hard hit balls, but only three hits to show for it. What did you think went into that offensive production today?
This was a day where I thought we did hit the ball hard and didn't have a lot to show for it. You know, there have been times it's like, well, that's the expectation, we should hit the ball hard. But we did, and it was just it's a tougher day. It's a north wind day. The wind's blowing in, and you're going to have to really stay on the line through it. Hogan hammered a couple balls. Jake hammered a couple balls. Koski, we tried to do a hit and run, and Hogan thought the ball was going to get down, and so you get doubled up, and so you're fighting. It's just going to be one of those days where you have to fight your way through it to have success. And we just had too many stoppers. You get a couple guys on, or too many stoppers, and then, you know, you take care of the ball in the eighth, and it's 6-1, and you got bases loaded and nobody out, and it's 6-2, and all of a sudden that game's a lot different. So, you know, the reality is when we gave them free bases and opportunities, they capitalized. And then when they gave us free bases and opportunities, we didn't capitalize. But we did. We hit some balls hard. We had some good at-bats that typically are balls that are extra base hits, and you kind of – you're right back in that game, right? Let's say it's 3-0, then it's 3-3, and then it's, you know, 5-3, and then it's 5-5, and you're in that game a little bit differently. But they had to play in the same elements. They took advantage of the opportunities, and we didn't. It is from an offensive standpoint, a day where you hit balls hard, but you didn't have production, and you're going to have to take advantage of when given freebies, and we didn't do that. And so consequently, you're up against it, and then we didn't do a good job on defense to keep it a close game.
Talk a little bit about Thomas, kind of the second outing where he's had some struggles.
Yeah.
So,
the stuff, he feels good. The stuff's been good. As you go through, there's more tape, there's more scouting reports. Now you're going to get they're clearly doing the fake bunt take. It's not really even necessarily with an intent to bunt. It's just an intent to try to get a ball, to create a base runner, create an opportunity, and they were successful with it. And so Braden's just, he's got to be able to slow it down and stay composed and be able to continue to execute his pitch. I told him last week after his start, brought him in and talked to him, when McCade Brown was here, the stuff is so good that everybody, we understand there's going to be a walk or two that's sprinkled in. You just know that when you're going to go into it. When your stuff moves that much and it moves that much late, there's you're going to miss the zone here and there. It's just when we get a free base, we have to get back in there and attack, and we have to pressure. It can't be a four pitch walk or hit a guy early in the at bat or two strikes. You just have to be able to be in the zone consistently to where it's a pressure. Guy has a 7, 8, 9 pitch at bat, and you have a freebie mixed in. That happens. It just can't be the one where we kind of give it away. Brayton's a great kid, and he's talented as hell. He's working his way through it. He's been really good. He's kind of going through a little bit right now, and we need him to get back up on the horse. I know that's what he wants to do, and we're just going to have to help him get through that and get his confidence and get back in there and attack. And how we attack his bullpens, or how we set up him from a catcher standpoint and get him going again. We're going to have to find a solution to it because he's too good, he's too capable, and he's been too good for us this year to not be able to give us meaningful innings. And, there were times early in the year when he had free bases, but he was able to really knuckle down, execute pitches, and get out of it. And right now we're not getting out of it, and we're going to have to find a way to get through it and just handle it.
What about tomorrow? What's the plan at this point?
I don't know yet. I don't know. You may go. We may open with Lynn. And obviously, you got Yarberry and Siebold. Regan went today, so he won't be available there at the end. But you're gonna have to get some length out of Yarberry and Siebold. It'd really be nice if Lynn could give you some length at some point too, and maybe you go two or three, and then kind of get yourself into the game, and then you feel like Yarberry and Siebold can carry it from there. I would imagine Vogie could be back up for one tomorrow, and then we'll kind of have to. Gubitosi would be a good one tomorrow. I think he would be a good matchup. So, maybe between Lynn, Yarberry, Siebold, and Gubitosi, I think you feel like you're in a pretty good spot to go out and have plenty on the mound to keep yourself in the ballgame. And then offensively and defensively, we're going to have to go and get it taken care of and get it done. So I don't know who we'll open with. We'll kind of sit down tonight and talk about it.
Indiana and Iowa conclude the series Sunday at 1 p.m. as the Hoosiers hope to salvage a single win on the weekend. See you at the BART.